One thing I've noticed about the life here is that it has eyes. Almost all of the life here has eyes, which is really unusual to, you know, people like me and probably you, because, you know, our people don't have eyes. And I don't know what they do with their eyes all the time. They're pointing them here and juggling them there and always looking around. But it narrows their focus and they can't see everything around them like we can. But it doesn't matter if they're like small domesticated animals or what's supposedly the dominant life form all over the towns. They all have eyes and they all seem highly reliant on them. I've been wondering how we can use that to our advantage when we invade. I mean, the lack of eyes that we have makes us stand out, especially when we are both bipedal creatures. And it's easy enough to wear, they call them sunglasses, because apparently the rays from the sun harm their eyes or something. Since I don't have eyes, of course, that's not a problem for me. And all I need to do is, like, pop those on, and they totally think I'm just a normal person. And I can walk around and I can investigate. It's been very helpful. And I do use a device to help the sunglasses stick my head, but it's a prosthetic nose. But, you know, the computer should be able to build you one really easily. They're pretty straightforward. I mean, they're just like a little lump that sticks out. It has something to do with their olfactory senses. You know, what we use our mouths for. But, so, snooping around. And everybody's using their eyes all the time. And I found that since they expect you to be facing something, because they've got these faces, and all I got to do is point the side of my head that has the nose attached to a different direction and, like, use a different part of my head to see, and then I can watch them, and they don't exactly know they're being watched. So, it is pretty neat. They do not expect it. And so I do this when I'm approximately their size, and then some of my associates, who are smaller, do it while pretending to be some of their pets. They have pets that also have eyes, but have four legs. Now, I mean, this is us we're talking about, so two legs, four legs, it's all pretty good. We can adapt, and we can look pretty close to one of their pets. And just like we can look pretty close to them. The difference between hand and feet is pretty minor. The whole elbow and knee thing, they is their primary bending points, and that's much trickier than just pretending to have two or four. Anyway, so some of my smaller associates have pretended to be cats and dogs, and I think the one pretending to be a cockroach ended up dying while I was on assignment. But nobody expects people to be seeing through their side of their head, or the top of their head, their backside, holding a leg up, pretending to pee like some of their pets, and then you're actually watching them through your ass. I mean, it's a way to investigate. And they seem so preoccupied with their eyes. I think that should be the way we attack. They have these devices. People stare at them. They call them phones. And all we need to do is get some researchers getting access into the system and using it to destroy their eyes. The key thing would be we'd want to destroy their eyes almost all at the same time. And so the current research has not been able to do that so far. They have multiple providers or cellular networks or phone brands, or they keep getting things partial and incomplete. And it's just been in testing because we didn't want to clue them in to watch out, but we can't get it universal just yet. But I was near a television and they had an emergency broadcast, and it might be possible to use that to trigger the system if we can load it on all the devices and just use that to just trigger it so they look at it and then fry their eyes and then we can move on in. But some of them don't have functioning eyes and they figure things out anyway. That could be a problem. But could our invasion be entirely stopped by the people without vision? I have been investigating some, and they seem highly aware, considering that they don't have eyes, and to the point that I had to escape because they knew I wasn't right, even though I know I didn't give anything away visually. But I escaped. It seems those people rarely have weapons, and they do communicate, and it's possible they are spreading the word among their peers, and it could be trouble. So I hear one of them now.